Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. G-Bag, the day is coming up at 5:30, then LA Live. We'll get you everything caught up here in the world of football right now with Eric Chiafalos, football's finest.
Yes, sir. Thank you. We got plenty to get to from a Cowboys standpoint. I think we have some UNT breaking news as well. Let's get into it right after this.
But at the end of the day, it's about taking it a day by a time. A day and a day, just continuing to do that.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
It doesn't matter. He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
Here we go. Wolchuk reporting live from studio on the Mean Green of North Texas.
Yep.
What do we need to know?
Well, we got a new coach, Eric Neil Brown, former head coach at West Virginia, at Troy. Did a great job at Troy. WVU, maybe not as good, but has experience now in the Power Five and the Group of Five. Has been on staff with Steve Sarkisian at Texas. Well, he's now the new head coach for the North Texas Mean Green. So we welcome in Neil Brown to the Mean Green family, and hopefully he can continue the success that Eric Morris has brought as we are going to win the American Championship on Friday night, going to New Orleans, going to beat up on Tulane. And then next up, whoever that five seed is in the playoff, baby, Drew Mestemaker, Caleb Hawkins, and the North Texas Mean Green about to go on a Cinderella run to the Natty.
Great season. Great hire. Love everything going on at UNT. Yeah, this could be exciting. Friday night, by the way, with that game going on, Wolchuk and I will be at the Cosm Dallas in Grandscape.
Sick.
There in the colony.
Sick.
For a Mavs watch party. Wolchuk will have the cell phone out, and he will be hammered, yelling at his phone every time the Mean Green do something good or bad. And so we'll be double dipping there, watching the Mavs. Maybe they can take down the Thunder. All of a sudden, Nembhard drops like 30 assists and 50 points, and Flagg does what he does, and they go ahead and beat the champs. But we'll also be double dipping with the UNT game.
It's gonna be a party.
So Friday night's gonna be awesome. Come hang out in the colony, Grandscape, Cosm. I've never been there. I cannot wait to watch sports there.
It's fantastic. I haven't seen a sports game there, so I'm pumped.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. Would love to see all the Tolos out there. Now, Broadus, what do we know about this Lions team? They like to blitz a little bit? Like to do a little blitzing?
They will blitz a little bit more of the linebacker-type blitz. You'll bring a safety blitz. They play only the Jets play more man coverage than these guys.
Yeah. They like to play a lot of man coverage, and they will send a little blitz at you.
All right? The linebackers are good blitzers. They're going to test your running back's pickups is what they're going to do.
Well, Javonte Williams, he's ready for that moment.
Super beast, as you would say.
Yeah, total super beast, and we appreciate him for that. We also appreciate Dak Prescott when facing the blitz over the last 2 weeks, Eagles and Chiefs. He's first in completion percentage, first in total passing yards, first in first downs, first in BTTs, hitting the big-time throws at a high rate, third in passer rating, and his overall grade by Pro Football Focus is top five. So if you want to go ahead and blitz Dak, please. He will make it rain on you. So that'll be something to watch for versus the Lions here on Thursday night.
Incredibly hot in the beginning, cooled off. Now he's back to being incredibly hot. I mean, what happened against Carolina, Denver, and Arizona where it was just like he reverted to the worst version of himself there for about a month?
I think they ran for 31 yards against Carolina, and they had the offensive line. That was when there was a lot of shuffling going on.
Yeah, Brock Hoffman started.
They had a chance. I thought they had a chance to come back in that game. I'm trying to remember.
Carolina?
No, the Dallas did in that game. Didn't Dallas get to a point where they had a chance?
Yeah, they had a chance to win it.
Yeah, a chance to win it and didn't get it done.
Didn't get the ball back for like the final 6 or 7 minutes of that game.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, for the most part, Dak under pressure in general this year has been awesome, but especially versus the blitz, he can diagnose it at a high level.
That's right, that Carolina game, they did not get the ball back.
No, they had that final drive where they went 3 and out punted, and offensively they needed to win it, and they didn't.
Now, on the flip side, looking at the Cowboys' defense, of course, they've been improving since the trade deadline. And, I mean, before that, they were as bad as it gets in so many categories, but especially on third down. Right, their third down defense was historically bad. They led the league at being the worst on third downs. It was like 53% of the time offenses were converting third downs against them. Really, really bad stuff. Now you look at it, over the last three games, they have given up 13 of 37 third down opportunities. That's 35%. That would be top five in the league.
Let's freaking go. I needed that because yesterday when you gave us their EPA on defense for the last 3 weeks, it was just 18th. That kind of stopped me in my tracks, almost stopped me from betting the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl, which I ended up getting through last hour.
Nice.
I'm down on the sports book, so I'm excited about that opportunity. But we need to see this play out over the next couple of weeks against Detroit. And then is it the Chargers next, or is it the Vikings?
Vikings Sunday night.
Chargers, then Commanders, Giants. Then Giants. Yeah.
Okay, so, decent challenges two of the next 3 weeks. If they can get through that and move their EPA even higher in the rankings, I think it has the potential to be top 10, especially with Diggs coming back.
Yeah, I mean, if Diggs can channel the height of his powers, that would go a long way for him. Hey, the other thing, yeah, go ahead.
Can I give you a little nugget of a stat?
Yeah.
Give us a nugget. About CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens.
Please.
And tell me if you guys knew this. And this is something that I picked up. I was going through all these notes and stuff. George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb, when aligned opposite sides of the formation, when they're aligned opposite of each other.
Okay.
With Lamb and Pickens on the opposite side, the Cowboys have averaged 7.8 yards per play compared to 5.3 per play when both wideouts are on the same side. Mm. Additionally, the Cowboys' explosive pass rate with Lamb and Pickens aligned on opposite sides slides to 17%. And nearly 7% higher than that with the pair on the same side. They're in a situation when they're opposite, they've scored 11 touchdowns. When together, it's been one.
Hmm.
You would think that you would think having them on the same side might be the best way to go.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, it's been the opposite of that. When they're playing apart. And I guess that's one of the reasons why that teams have to make a determination of how to play them. Like, how do you cover? If you put them on the same side, maybe you would think, okay, they could bracket them and do some things like that, but if they play them apart, then maybe the coverage is that doesn't allow them to do that.
Now, that is interesting. I saw Ed Werder put this out, that the Cowboys, they lead the NFL with 17 drawn pass interferences, and a good chunk, I think, like, what, 4 or 5 came on against Kansas City. Out of those 17, who do you think has which between CeeDee and Pickens?
I think Lamb's got more, because I think I saw this tweet earlier.
Yeah. CeeDee's got 10.
Mm.
And George has 7. And, I mean, the whole season, I've just looked at, like, George Pickens as the master
at
drawing pass interference. But maybe we're also not giving CeeDee enough credit for doing that as well.
And 3 less games, obviously played catch-up quite a bit against Denver.
That's another great point.
But, you know, Lamb made a huge statement last week that he's not, you know, fallen off in any way. It just focused him and made him a better version of himself. And that's what you hope, that those guys can have a little bit of healthy competition going on between the two of them.
The other thing, the Cowboys' defense needs to get cleaned up. I saw this from Bobby, tweeted this out earlier, slowing teams down to open the game. Opponents have scored on 9 of their last 10 first-quarter drives against the Cowboys.
The offense also could help out. I think the offense starts slow quite a bit as well.
Here's another one for you, Eric, if you don't mind.
I don't.
The Cowboys have the 7th highest pressure rate on blitzes. At about 45%, but they also have the highest passer rating allowed when doing it at 130.2.
Yeah, the back end can still be a problem. I mean, let's not make any mistake about it. Like, Mahomes was dicing you up, and if it wasn't for penalties,
offensive pass interference, and then they had the holding. You're right about that. Those were two drive killers, right?
Total drive killers, absolutely. And that's kind of been the name of the game for the Chiefs this year. They've struggled in those categories, but yes, I mean, that could be a totally different game if the Chiefs are just playing a little bit cleaner and not getting some of those penalties or the brain fart drops or whatever like that. So, yeah, the back end of the defense is still – that's why I get what you're saying, Dawson, about, like, really hoping that Diggs can step up in here and be awesome, because it's great to see the young guys out there and they're, you know, doing their thing, getting reps. Yeah. But, I mean, these passing games, you can be had. Like, Rashee Rice and Travis Kelce, you weren't stopping them.
Yeah. Here's one that's a good one, though. Williams and Osodiggie's 29 quarterback pressures since week 11. That's the most among the defensive tackle duos since week 11. 29 pressures between those two guys.
Yeah, and that's a total game changer.
That's the Quinn Williams impact.
Yep.
And this game against the Lions is probably going to be their most productive game. They're going to collapse that pocket.
Yeah, you would hope.
Jared Goff was a decent athlete, I'm sure, compared to the rest of us. He's a great athlete, but he's not fleet of foot enough to escape what's coming for him.
Yeah, and I still can't believe it. I know Mark Schlereth addressed it a little bit there. The Frank Ragnow story, who's been like the best center in football for some years. He retires shortly before the season. Then he's about to make a comeback here. Yeah. And we're walking into the stadium on Thursday, getting the Rappaport report that, oh my gosh, Ragnow's going to be coming back, go for a playoff run, he's ready to go, and we thought he might be playing versus the Cowboys on Thursday night, and then they find out that he's got a grade 3 hamstring strain.
Oof.
Which really is, like, Mark Schlereth was like, how is that even possible?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I looked into this over the weekend because we did a podcast on it at How About Wow on YouTube, and they knew about it. They didn't know it was this bad. Like, he'd been working out, anticipating a return, but so he's talking to him and says, yeah, I got a little bit of a hammy, but it's going to be okay. So they were like, well, you're not probably not going to be able to play against the Cowboys, but we'll see from there. And then once they looked at it, they're like, bro, this is a multi-month recovery. You can't play it all this year. Even if we sign you now when you make the playoffs, you're not going to be available in January. So it was just a lot worse than what he thought. Right. He thought, okay, I was working out on my own. I've tweaked my hammy. I'm going to come in here and work with the team's trainers again. We're going to get this thing figured out in a couple of weeks. I'll be back in the lineup. And the MRI said, no, sir.
Not happening. Is there anything more Giants than the attempted Younghoe Koo kick last night?
At first, I was not watching it live because that game was so disgusting. And I mean, after the return for a touchdown, it was like over. But I thought this was a ball sack.
Yeah.
He thought it was like an AI video.
I was.
You know how good those AI videos are these days.
Oh man, Bobby, what he's doing is—it's scary. Yeah, I was like, there's no way Younghoe Koo just misses the football like a pro NFL kicker
kicked the ground
like a divot in the ground. Yeah,
it looked like to me the hold was kind of off. Like the ball was moving, and he was worried about it not being set.
How terrible is that?
Because you could see
it's the most embarrassing thing.
Well, you could see him. They're trying to kind of get the ball settled. And I think he saw it moving, and he was worried about just kicking it into the line.
It's an all-time football folly.
Yeah,
I don't know how you recover from that. Has he been released? Has he been cut?
Not yet.
We haven't seen that on the waiver wire.
I'm sure that he will be.
I don't understand how you can bounce back from that. That's really bad.
Super embarrassing.
Speaking of bouncing back.
They're on the bye, by the way, the Giants. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I guess they have some time to work that out.
Time to work that one out, yeah.
Rodney Harrison, we talked about this yesterday, where he kind of just froze up there. On the Sunday night pregame show.
Has he said what it was?
Yeah, he's blaming it on just simply being exhausted.
Oh, you know what? Really? Wow.
It happens to the best of us.
He said he had 3 hours of sleep. He's been working all day. He was at his son's game the night before. And so he was just worn out, man. He was pooped.
Wow. Didn't have anything else to say. I know the cold can eat the best of your brain, too.
Man, that's unfortunate. That's his job every week, right?
It is technically his job.
I thought watching it, third or fourth time, earpiece problem, or I thought maybe he might have seen a cheerleader. You know, sometimes you catch a sight and it frazzles your brain.
Yeah.
I thought
if they were playing the Vikings, maybe it was like one of those dude cheerleaders walking around. You'd be like, oh my gosh.
They still doing that?
I believe so.
He blamed it on being exhausted.
Yeah, 3 hours of sleep.
Wow.
3 hours of sleep will get him.
Wow, that's a shame.
Couple of stats of the day for you. Max Brosmer. The worst quarterback performance we've seen in quite some time. First quarterback to throw zero touchdowns and four interceptions in his first start
since 1933. Okay. And the Vikings are sitting here $36 million over the cap for next year, which is third worst in the league. It's amazing how quickly things change.
That is bizarre.
Vikings are rocking and rolling, man. Kevin O'Connell, quarterback whisperer. And now you're just looking around going, what are we doing? Vikings fans just can't have nice things.
And they haven't paid a quarterback. Like, where's all their cap money going to?
Well, they're paying receiver, Justin Jefferson quite a bit of money. Yeah. I think they threw a bunch at the offensive line, didn't they?
Darisal, yeah. The tackle.
Yeah, they got some guys on the offensive line. I don't know. I don't know where all their money's tied up at.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But that's
tough.
They
got some defensive linemen.
And one of those deals, like you were mentioning about Aaron Rodgers yesterday, Dawson.
Yeah. Oh, did you get that other stat that came out today?
66.4% of Aaron Rodgers' passing yards have come after the catch this season. Okay? So when you look at how many yards he's thrown for, 66% of them were after the catch, which is second only to 2011 A.J. Feely in the past 15 years.
Yeah. Yeah, it's horrible to watch, you know.
But things are about to get better for him, man. They just signed Adam Thielen.
I bet you Adam Thielen retires. Oh, he announced that he's going to retire at the end of the season. That's why he's probably so ticked off. He's going to the Steelers.
He'll fit right in with his 8 yards a catch. You know, you catch it for two and you run for five more. And
it really is the perfect offense for him.
It's their best play. Seriously, I think their best play is a screen to Kenny Gainwell. That's all they got going on right now.
That's not good.
Gainwell's pretty good player. All righty. Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
It's the G-Bag Nation. You're on 105.3 The Fan. There's news out of Lubbock on Joey that Red Raiders fans are going to want to hear about. We got Mav stuff and the Stars in action tonight as well. Then we'll get you over to the G-Bag of the Day here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
105 through the Fan. Shoot, yeah, welcome back. It's time to hit the expressway. We go commercial-free to the top. LA Live's coming up here in about 18 minutes. G-Bag of the Day at 5:30. I did say expressway is brought to you by the On-Time Experts. Okay, let's go. We got news out of Tech. Amid a historic season, the school announcing that it has agreed on a new 7-year contract with Coach Joey Mack. It's Joey McGuire. Sources confirming to ESPN's Pete Thamel the new deal averages nearly $7 million per season. I think they're getting a bargain on that. School said it also includes incentives for future Big 12 and postseason success. Red Raiders, number 5 of the college football playoff ranking, completing an 11-1 regular season with each win coming by at least 20 points. And they're making their Big 12 championship appearance. First time against BYU on Saturday in Arlington. I know there's so many Tech fans here in town that are fired up. McGuire's 34-17 in 4 years in Lubbock, tied for the most win by a Tech coach through that span since Jim Carlin.
Wow.
Back from 1970.
70s. Yeah, 70s.
To 73. And he says, I couldn't be more thankful for Kirby Hocutt and our administration for belief in this football program. I think they're here to stay.
I do too. I think they're about to run the Big 12. I'll be there for the championship game on Saturday, going with the in-laws. So if anybody is in the 400 sections, let me know. We'll meet up. We can party up in the nosebleeds where I love to be. But this is awesome for Tech. I think Joey loves it in Lubbock. I think he's really building a powerhouse there. And I think they're going to be moving up into the top four. They're probably going to end up with a bye if they win.
It's a place you can lock in and coach football, just like the great rural universities around this country. You know, you get to a big city with history and tradition and boosters that are used to having their way, and things get messy, then they get complicated out there. He can just work his magic, and it's good to know that he's going to be doing that for a long time. Joey was always so good to us here at the Fan. You know,
yeah, talking. I just dropped him a text he's message from us and told him congrats.
Mavs last night, how great was that? You go to Denver as double-digit dogs. You get a monster game from Anthony Davis to boost his trade value. Cooper Flagg was really good. And Ryan Nimhard, the rookie, who joined us to start the show today at 2 o'clock. It's an interview that I'd recommend Mavs fans go back and listen to. 28 points on 12 of 14 shooting, had 10 assists. But the thing that really stuck out to me is it really is not a surprise to him. You know, he's just doing what he does, which is play really, really smart, high IQ basketball, make the right pass, not four shots. And when he gets a chance to shoot it, he's knocking it down. 40% from three in his senior year at Gonzaga after living in the low to mid-30s his first 3 years in college. So he had a breakthrough his senior year. And now I think in the NBA, he hasn't played a ton of minutes, but he's shooting 52% from three. So to what extent is he a part of the Mavs' future plans? I would say this is a guy that you want to, you know, lock in and, you know, eventually get signed to a contract. I don't know if I would ever be excited about Ryan Nimhard as a long-term starter for this team, but as your point guard coming off the bench, you can create and make smart plays. Both him and Brandon Williams, you know, they got some good depth at least at the point guard position here beyond Kyrie Irving. I guess it kind of paid off that negligent Nico didn't bring in anybody else during the summer free agency. Yeah, Cooper Flagg at 24-8. Guys, I'm shutting down Anthony Davis today. The last time I said that last hour, somebody on the text says, Dawson, you said stupid bleep all the time. And that's fine. You know, sometimes I do misfire, but I'm dead on this one. Anthony Davis is too much of an injury risk, and the season is already lost. Like, I don't know. Like, you're really clinging to something. Like, I'm getting stalker vibes from any Mavs fan out there right now who's saying, we can't blow this up. You can't sit anybody down. We're going to go ahead and make a run.
It's ridiculous. It's so weird when Anthony Davis plays his first game in how long, and he has an awesome game. And he is. Like, Anthony Davis is still a really good player, the rare time that he plays for you. But since he's been at Dallas Maverick, he has not been available. So this is great. Go ahead and up your value. Have the Bulls send the Mavericks whatever package they can. That's the best the Mavs can get. And let's move forward.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
It's also a clean break from this Luka trade.
Yeah, it is. I like the Vucevic Kobe White, you know, trade idea. I'd be willing to do that. But Sean and RJ, and I guess it was Bobby this morning, pointed out something really interesting, that Nika was not only fired for the Luka trade, but also mismanaging the cap. So I do think there is a possibility that they're just looking to get expiring contracts and maybe one future first round pick so they can get back under their version of the tax apron in the NBA that's going to have them writing a humongous check to not even make the playoffs. Stars are in New York against the Rangers. Rangers having a decent season. So it's not going to be an easy game by any stretch of the imagination. But they're in last place in their division, just 6 points from the top of the division. Is that the Metropolitan Division there in the NHL that the Rangers are in?
Yes.
It's an incredibly condensed Eastern Conference. Stars second place in the West, but not even atop their own division because Colorado just will not lose. But did you see the Stars rode the release of their new alternate jersey to an NHL single game merchandise sales record?
They're incredible. I mean, I wanted to go and get one. They're sold out. You can't get one right now. Those 99 jerseys are freaking unbelievable, and it's not a surprise that ended up being a record for the NHL shop.
I mean, but this is not a team with an incredibly massive or historical fan base. I think it just speaks to the genius and the brilliance of the art that is that sweater. The total after-tax revenue for merchandise sales during last Friday's game at the AAC against the Mammoth, the highest for any regular season or playoff game in league history. People are coming That's in with wild. Their wallets out saying, please take my credit card now at these playoff games. But they beat them all. That does exclude outdoor games such as the Winter Classic or Stadium Series or Heritage Classic that are sort of one-off events and lend themselves to just a merchandise free-for-all, if you will. All righty, we had Jake Ferguson on back there at 2:15 if you want to go back and listen to that. I think we need to follow up with Stephen Jones on his idea on Friday. What do you guys think? He said, and our friend Douglas Barraclough over there at the Cowboys
Douglas
tweeted his quote, "If I catch the ball on our 99-yard line and I hop on my left foot all the way down and score, that isn't a touchdown?" That's what he asked us, because he got the left foot down twice. The right foot was going to come down, but somehow the leg of the Chiefs linebacker like got in between his legs and prevented that foot from coming down. Is it us reacting in a maybe homer way? But I mean, the way that he put it is a great point. I think that rule needs to be reviewed. How many isn't 1 foot down twice as good as 2 feet down once each?
Look, I think you could make that argument. And unfortunately, with the push-out rule, he's not able to get that second foot down because he bangs out on another foot. But, I've seen some people responding to that, like the rules are different in the field of play than they are in the end zone, which is totally fair. But I think if you're able to toe-tap twice with the same foot, that should count as getting both feet in.
I mean, they count like one shin, don't they?
Yeah.
One knee, an elbow.
One knee equals 2 feet. Like if you have the butt down, that counts.
Yeah, one butt. So there's
even if it's just one cheek, it counts.
I don't think anything is out of the realm of possibility for the rules committee to look at and reimagine. Even over time, we had to get clarity on Dez caught it. Now I think it's time for clarity on Jake caught it. Okay, and with that, we go into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius Alexander.
I caught that. I caught that too, player. G bag with the man. I don't even want to talk about my high school football days.
Oh, no? You have one of those?
Getting cornered by the receivers? Damn, I was open. Talking about first quarter play. Dog, I was open. We ended the game.
Yeah, go talk to the left tackle about blocking that monster over there.
Hey, G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on The Fan at 5:30. My name is L.A. Lucius Alexander. Hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media platforms if there's anything you think I should be playing. But I got a backlog of stuff right here. So I'm digging into the bag tonight. Let's go to our winner, though. College Game Day on ESPN. Reporter Jess Sims. Let's see. Yeah, she gave a weather report live from the big house, and this got people upset.
I'm glad that it feels good there because it is cold as in the city. So just
wait. He's going home. That's Jess's first bad word on TV.
It took 4 years, but I'm here. I finally made it.
Gosh, that's a crazy laugh.
That is a wild laugh. I'm on the top of your mind.
just wait. That's on the bracket.
That's full wild. Woody Woodpecker right there.
That's crazy. That's crazy. All right, let's see. I said I got a lot of stuff in the bag, so I'm going to dig back on this one. I'm going to ESPN Chicago. a show called Cap and Jay Hood. All right. A caller told them, yeah, Cap.
Cap and Jay Hood.
Cap and Jay Hood. K-A-P.
Okay.
Jay Hood. Shout out to Jay Hood. A caller told them to stop glazing Caleb Williams. Now, this clip is a little old. You can tell by the records and numbers they're going to be spitting out here. But still, it's interesting.
Here you guys, and you're just glazing Caleb Williams. I mean, he's not really that good. I mean, he's 19th on the list of Sports Illustrated.
Hey, Sean.
I mean,
Sean, what's the term? What's the term that you used?
Glazing him.
Okay, what does tell everyone what that means?
It means that you're just. I can't tell you.
Hold on a second. Okay. We're having a conversation. If you're going to use that term, tell everybody what that term means.
Well, it means that you're like You're making him seem better than he is.
Really? Because he's 7-3, and the dude.
Okay, he's 7-3 against all teams with losing records.
Guess what? You can only
every team they beat has a losing record. They're not good. I mean, they're not really that good. Special teams won the game yesterday, not him. He was trash.
Really?
Yes.
Guess what? They've had what? 5 come from behind wins with 2 minutes left. Never
against
happened.
Teams with losing records, they suck.
It does not matter, you moron.
Yeah.
Moron.
There we go.
Who is on your schedule?
That's
it.
Right. I'm not
that
saying that they
it.
Don't play. Their schedule is about to get real tough, and they're going to be 8-9. And when they're 8-9, I don't want to hear you guys glazing them. Shut up.
Let me ask you a question.
Shut
what
up.
Did your Packers do yesterday? Lucky to get out of New York, but they won.
I like the Packers. I'm a Broncos fan.
Of course you are, because you're a bandwagon guy.
No, because I'm from Denver.
You're a bandwagon guy, and you don't like it. You live here, and our team actually looks like, they might have figured it out.
Man,
guess what?
If you guys make the playoffs, you're going to lose the first game because you can't play.
You must be working for an NFL team because you got all
trash,
the freaking answers.
Trash defense. Trash.
You're a genius. You're a genius.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
Have a great week, bud. Take that.
Sean
7-3. Suck on that.
Suck on that.
Wow. Thank you. Have a great day.
7-3.
Bandwagon dump from Denver. I thought the caller kind of won that back and forth.
Yeah.
Sure.
He got the best of them.
Man, outside of not knowing what glazing meant, I mean, man, he won every
you
other
got the host
rebuttal.
Just lashing out, calling him a moron and a bandwagon guy. Actually, I'm from Denver.
Yeah.
No, you're not. You're a bandwagon
you're an
guy.
Idiot.
Front runner.
I think he wanted to explain it. Explain that glazing. Since you want to use it, explain it. Yeah, Ben Rogers used to get us like that sometimes. What does that mean? No, but what does that mean?
Then what'd you say?
Yeah. Then what'd you say? Then what'd he say?
Bears fans have to be defensive about Caleb Williams.
Gosh, they've had quarterback hell. They've been in purgatory for years.
I don't think they know what real success looks like.
No, they don't.
But Cooper Rush had a winning record with the Cowboys. Was that because he was good?
No.
He had good surroundings. Bears put together a really good offensive line, really good weapons, and it just goes to show you that even a below-average quarterback can maybe be the top seed in the NFC if you surround him with enough good players.
Let's go to the University at Buffalo. Men's basketball right here. Player of the week, Daniel Freitag. Looks like he's German.
Guten Tag.
Yeah, Freitag. He hits a game winner. And the broadcaster, she is just surfing, bro.
And they inbound this ball.
Ooh.
Here comes Daniel. He's trying to find his way down the middle for the floater. Off the glass, and he makes it! Oh, my gosh! He is that guy. He is him.
Hit it with the hemi.
Oh, my gosh!
He makes it in.
That guy.
Probably her first season.
Here comes Daniel. Brad. He's trying to find his way down the middle for the floater. Off the glass, and he makes it! Oh, my gosh! He is that guy. He is him.
I can listen to that 10 more times. Oh, boy.
A Freitag sounds like some kind of delicious snack you can get in Germany, though.
Yeah.
Und dem Freitag.
Get some mustard with that Freitag.
Yeah.
Right, talking an ale.
Hey, this isn't one, but we still like DeMarcus Lawrence, huh? Do we like DeMarcus Lawrence?
Absolutely, friend of the show.
Okay, cool. He was talking big during the press conference.
On that note, though, to have him be in your own control, like you guys, if you went out, like you can win the NFC West, does that give you guys more confidence or motivate you more so?
I don't care. They line up. Excuse my language. They get thank you.
Yeah,
that's a walk-off.
They line up, they get effed up. Yeah, it was a walk-off. He pointed at the sky after he said that. Man, like, I just smoked it. I'm out of here.
I did that. Drop the mic.
Yeah. I'll be here next Thursday, baby. Make sure you tip your bartenders and everything. It's your boy, D-Law Tank.
There you go.
Wow.
Hi, boys.
Yeah.
Should have kept him, traded Micah last March. right?
Or they couldn't stay together.
To do it.
That wouldn't have been good for anybody.
Yeah. All right, last one right here, bro. Remember the post-surgery videos that were real big?
Yes, with the laughing gas and stuff.
Yeah, whatever it is, you're coming out to dentist and you know, you're crazy and crazy. People record you and whatnot. This kid right here named Javion, post-surgery, he was talking reckless.
Hey, can I get off this bed now?
No, not yet. Javion.
Not yet.
Hop-a-doosy.
Was he crying?
A little bit, not much though. Just like he was completely.
Shut the f*** up.
No.
Oh wow.
I believe I can fly, bitch.
Ooh.
I believe I can fly.
Yeah.
What's going on, man? Oh, my God. Javion.
Papa will not be happy with you right
now.
Papa.
Oh, come on, Papa.
What?
Shut the
f*** up. Papa caught a stray, bro.
Wow.
Damn. Javion was acting up at the doctor's office today.
Man. Got the Paul Dawson treatment over there, bro.
Yeah, he did. Paul Dawson, for sure.
He made the explicit version of I Believe I Can Fly. Yeah, 4-year-old came back from the dentist. They had to put her under like that, and it would not go away.
Uh-oh.
She was like silly for like 2 hours, bro.
I bet that
we were Googling
it
thinking.
That was hilarious.
It was pretty funny.
A little scary.
A little scary.
Yeah, it starts to go on and on. You're like, okay.
Yeah, this isn't normal.
No.
Yeah.
What do we need to do here?
Takes a lot of practice getting used to those being under the influence situations and watching your mouth. Clearly, she was not prepared for that moment. We are prepared to vote for the G-Bag of the Day. Is it college game day with Jess? Is it stop glazing Caleb Williams on sports radio in
Who
Chicago?
Did that?
You?
No.
Me?
Oh, I guess it was.
Okay. Is it the University at Buffalo with Daniel Freitag?
Floater off the glass and he makes it! Oh
I know, this
gosh!
Is tough, man.
He is that guy. He is him.
She was rolling, bro.
That's almost a boom goes the dynamite moment.
That guy. Yeah. It's just him.
Is it Tank Lawrence now with the Seahawks with a walk-off? Or is it Javion post-surgery? This is a tough deal today. I'm going to go with Chicago Sports Radio talking and debating Caleb Williams.
Yeah, same here.
Somebody said she sounded like Kamala Harris. Wait a minute, fam. Hold on.
Floater off the glass and he makes it. Oh, my God. He is that guy. He is him.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. I'll go with Javion, bro.
Well, Chuck?
I think I got to go with our girl on the call. She is her.
Okay, and Brian?
Yeah, this needs to be voted off.
This is close.
Yeah, this is close. So I'm going to go with our Buffalo announcer.
For the second day in a row, we're going to need you to jump on to @GBagNation on Twitter. You can follow us when you get there. But whenever we have a tie in the G-Bag of the Day, we allow you guys to cast the decisive vote. So we'll create a little mini poll, probably announce the champ here towards the end of LA Live. And speaking of that, in the Pimp Cup, here's Lucius.
Oh, yes. He's here. Hey, it's a Toxic Tuesday. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
Bam.
All right, you squares. Find up this funk, let's have a toll.
What is this? Damn!
It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
Here we go.
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
The new prime minister
Shame. Their love with women.
Yeah. The new prime minister of India is... No.
I oppose breaching those dams. I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
Yeah, I don't know.
Teach a child to read, and he or her will be able to pass a literacy test. Families is where our nation finds hope, where wings take dream.
I hear there's rumors on the internets. There's an old internets. Saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once. Shame on you.
Oh, boy.
Mm. Got it.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
Hey! Here we go.
This is LA Live for Tuesday, December the 2nd, 2025.
Yeah.
I had to look around. It is a Toxic Tuesday edition of LA Live. Welcome in, folks.
president might be driving around listening.
He might be.
He might be driving around listening.
Salute to you, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Mission complete, or whatever you said on that damn ship that one day on the Nimitz. Shout out to the first time, last time, and long time listeners of this station. Thank you.
We love you.
Hey. You don't get it, though. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Now, Toxic Tuesday, the internet is hella toxic. We all know this.
Yes.
I think it was like a couple of weeks ago, Elon turned on some location thing on Twitter, and we started realizing half of these things that make conversations are from other countries.
Yeah.
And they come into our country and make us fight each other.
That's right.
It's crazy. I told you I was full of bots out there.
You've been on this for a while.
It's full of bots. Well, I was on that dead internet theory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's full of bots. But did you see that they tried to put two of our great wide receivers in the upper room over the holidays?
Oh, no. Who did that?
We had Drew Pearson.
Drew Pearson, bro.
Yes.
What?
They tried to put Drew. Yeah. He had to make a statement.
He did.
People were losing their minds. My uncle hit me up. That's one of his favorite players.
Wow. It's so sad. We're going to party with him on Sunday.
Yeah.
He loves sitting with us.
Sandlot, baby.
And Jesse Holly, too. My uncle loves Jesse Holly.
Oh, Jesse's awesome.
Man, he got it from a show, man. I'm telling you what. That's hot. Yeah, they tried to get Drew Pearson out of here. The Dallas Cowboys icon page. I don't know if you're responsible for starting this rumor, but you definitely perpetuated it and got a whole lot of likes and internet traction from it. And the Washington Commanders fans were on edge because something came out and said Art Monk was out
Art
of here.
Monk, yeah.
What the hell?
How is this possible? How could you just make a fake story like that and put it out there and it zooms? It's crazy. Watch that internet, man. You can't believe anything you see on that internet.
I saw another one for Harold Carmichael.
Who?
The Eagles. Eagles wide receiver.
So they get all the 70s wide receivers.
They just, yeah, I guess they were doing it. This is terrible.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Now has, from the Giants?
I don't know. I didn't look.
I just wonder what the motive is. Like, it seems like a lot of hard work to come up with these fake stories and keep pushing them to get one to go viral, and then you confuse the world, what, for a couple hundred bucks?
Is that what you get? Like, what do you get from this?
Yeah.
Because people are really losing friends for just pennies on a dollar when it comes to these tweets.
I mean, a great YouTube video can pull you in $400 or $500. You know, I don't know how Facebook and Twitter pays. I know Twitter doesn't pay much like that at all.
No.
So maybe
YouTube
it's in like
a lot more.
Maybe it's in countries where the economy is so bad that if you hit for $10, you're paying for food for a week or something.
Okay. It's from other countries, you're saying, possibly just like the Twitter thing.
I can see that.
Okay. I can see that. Yeah. Well, it's got to stop.
It's horrible.
It's got to be stopped, bro.
I mean, the only redeeming quality of it is it's really training people to think twice about what they're seeing. And, oh, I need to do some more research on this. I don't want to get butt cracked again.
Kaboom. If I had the bomb, I'd drop it for you right there. Now, I did have a story about Terry Bradshaw. Should we be concerned about him and his broadcast? But I think I'm going to skip that for now.
Okay. That's an evergreen story.
I could just keep adding audio. I got three pieces of audio right here. I don't like the quality of them, so I might get to it later. But let's see here. Yeah, he's right. It's an evergreen situation. There's a news report in the Ozarks. You guys familiar with the Ozarks?
Yeah, the show.
Shout out to Marty Bird.
Where is the Ozarks?
Missouri.
Okay, just making sure. The news reporter in the Ozarks, she has been getting rude comments and messages from internet trolls because of her size.
Okay.
They say she looked like Jigglypuff.
Jigglypuff. I do love me some Jiggly.
Look up Fox 49 Ozarks. Her name is Carissa Codell.
Okay.
Codel. Look her up. She read some messages on air about all the rude trolls and things she's been getting from people. Hold on. Is that? It sure is. It's L. Duncan up there, bro.
Yeah, that's L. I don't think that whole thing started just yet. It might be a 20 at the start of the new year, so enjoy what we can.
I like that maroon hair on that skin.
Nothing wrong with a pretty full-figured woman.
That's what I'm here for.
More cushion for the
push. You got to be do something for me to do something. That's what I'm here for. Let's listen to her.
Mamas, you're hotter than a spoon in a crack house on payday. And it's a sad day for men who live in their parents' basement. We did get Caucasian.
By the way, I'm sorry about that. That is a hot spoon. Crack house on payday? That's a hot ass spoon.
Mamas, you're hotter than a spoon in a crack house on payday. And it's a sad day for men who live in their parents' basement. We did get Caucasian Lizzo before GTA 6.
Damn.
She fat. Mm. Responded that she fat. The Pokemon called Jigglypuff, but in human form. And I do think we have a picture of the... There she is.
With that
laugh. That's a big girl laugh.
This is who Sir Mix-a-Lot...
Wait a minute, dog, chill out. You said her laugh was jolly? Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what he said.
A lot of volume getting pushed through.
It's uncanny. This is who Sir Mix-a-Lot was rapping about. And if you don't get that reference, it's time to do your homework and go to bed. You look like you could survive a harsh winter.
Damn.
She's thicker than Zoo Glass.
Okay.
I just want to know who Zoo Glass is. Defy faux yum.
Defy faux yum. Defy faux
yum is crazy.
Wow.
Must Delicious. Be talking about her pantry.
God, it is so rude, bro.
I'm sorry, comes natural.
I just want to know who Zoo Glass is.
Hey, you were an internet troll, right, Dawson? Tell the truth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was an internet troll, guys.
Yeah.
Randy Marsh.
These are my confessions.
Randy Marsh. The early days of chat rooms were the best. Oh, people were taking it really seriously.
Yeah, I bet they were, bro.
I'd have like 20 windows open.
Just trolling. Yeah. Watch people getting mad. Kick him out the room.
Yeah. Am I bothering you?
I just want to know who Zoo Glass is. Defy faux yum.
That's crazy.
Step aside, Sabrina Carpenter. Here comes Sabrina Linebacker.
Oh.
Guys, when did Sabrina Carpenter eat Sabrina Carpenter? Ew. We have Sabrina Carpenter at home. Sabrina Contractor.
Oh.
If Sabrina Carpenter had a bakery.
What is her name again? Clarissa?
Yeah.
Codell.
Carissa Codell. She said we got Sabrina Carpenter at home.
That really is incredible.
That is so... Sorry.
Wow.
It's rude as hell, bro. And it's rude as hell. Hold on. What's up? LA Live 105.30 fans, shout out to that boy Ruben used to work up here. Y'all remember Ruben? Pedro, baby. Pedro, yeah, much Pedro. Love to you.
Portillo.
Yeah, he's always sending me some good stuff to play. Let's go back to this Mavs versus Clippers game that happened not too long ago. Clippers fans are saying the franchise is so bad that the broadcasters are now fighting each other. One of the broadcasters is Jim Jackson.
Okay.
Okay. Which is really awesome because I'm from Dallas, bro. And I got to meet Jim Jackson one time and smoke cigars with him because of Chris Arnold.
Wow.
Man, that's badass.
Yeah, that was really cool. But what's the other guy? Can you somebody tell me the other guy's name?
Mashburn?
No, the Clippers broadcasters.
We'll find this out.
Yeah, it's okay.
Old guy for a long time.
Well, this happened
Ralph
in the
Waller.
Third quarter. No, Brian something.
Okay. I'll get on it.
It's okay. Anyway, there was some type of trivia thing that happened earlier in the game.
Is it
Brian Seaman?
Seaman?
I was scared that was his name.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say it.
It reads Seaman.
I didn't want to
glaze the guy, but I think he's pretty good.
I didn't want to glaze him.
That's why I passed the job. Like, somebody else tell me that name.
I'm not touching it, bro.
Okay, I thought so.
S-I-E man.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's it. Yeah.
Brian Seaman and Jim Jackson.
That's it. Yeah, Brian referred to an earlier trivia question on the broadcast, and he accused Jim Jackson of ambushing him. Mm. And it just became, I guess, it sounded like a little fight.
So I go back to that trivia question that you sprung on me. Ambushed is a better word. The trios in the NBA.
I didn't ambush. What was it ambushed?
So the whole premise of the question was way off.
No, it was not. Verbatim. No, you tell me. No, I'm not telling you.
Zoo wheels inside.
You tell me exactly what I asked you.
What was the first trio of family members?
I didn't say what was the first. I didn't say that.
The last?
I didn't say that.
Go ahead, then give me the question.
No.
Nope. Because I'll tell you where it's off.
Okay. Would it be Mr. Main Event? That was his nickname. Get it? No, you don't.
I do get it.
Why?
Well, you could go one of two ways. Boxing had a main event. Also, a little thing called the WWF had a main event.
No, he's from Maine. See, that's what I'm saying. See, now you want to twist my question.
It was a play on words.
No. I just asked you.
So give me the question.
No, I'm not getting. See, that's what I'm waiting for.
What's going on again? Yeah.
Because your premise is inaccurate, and that's the whole reason that it threw off my equilibrium.
So you just can't say you didn't know, you were wrong.
Ask me the question.
I don't know how I asked it.
Just give me the topic.
It was name. It was a trio.
Family members.
Yeah.
Three. I said three.
And
that's why the whole thing is erroneous.
What? It's three.
What's happening in the game?
Yeah.
Oh. 14 points have been scored.
What's happening, bro?
So you said trio.
And you kept going duo. You kept going duo. Well, you kept.
I said duo. You said duo. Because the answer isn't the Berries. You have Rick Berry, John Berry, our favorite Berry, Brent Berry, and then
I said same team.
The youngest brother, Drew Berry.
I said same team.
I don't recall that.
That's why it was the Nance.
That's why I completely
agreed. No, you didn't listen. I said they played for the same team.
Bro, they're still going, bro.
Yeah.
Ouch. There's a lot that's gone on.
They're still going. There's rebounds, there's fouls, there's everything happening.
Somebody
went to the free throw line and everything. We still...
I'm going to put a button on this. You were going to say the four Berries that played in the league, right? I asked you specifically on the same, for the same team or franchise. I mean, we got the
tape.
What happened, bro?
So remember that when one of your boys has something that's... and they use it.
That's a half.
Wow.
Yeah. Took them 5 minutes to find a way to piece it up, huh? Holy cow.
Yeah, they finally got there, bro. Jim Jackson says this is how we always banter.
It's erroneous.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I might want to save that for off-air, guys. Whatever you say, Seaman. Yeah. Whatever you say.
Somebody in his ear probably told him, hey, come on, boys, let's go.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Let's go. Come on.
It's an on-air crash out is what that is. Yeah, usually that was... reserved for weekend radio.
Mm.
Shout out to Jim Jackson, bro. That was 5 whole minutes of them just, well, no. This is what I said. No, this is what you meant, though.
Well, you can get more of that coming up next in Fan After Dark.
Yeah.
What's the title of that clip? Is Jackson versus Seaman?
It's crazy.
Once again, Seaman.
That's crazy.
The egos of young broadcasters, you know. We've survived it with Jared Sandler for a while. Jeez. And that's, you know, it's comparison in the basketball world.
With Brian Seaman. He's got to change that name.
That's a crazy name, bro.
You've got to go ahead.
That's crazy.
You got to change that.
Got to chill out,
you
fam.
You can't be called Seaman.
Hey, kids, get out of bed. We're going down to the courthouse. Big news. We have a different last name.
We're no longer Seamans. We're done with that.
Congratulations, Mr. and Miss Seaman.
Hey, one time, somebody Google up where the Ozarks are, because now I'm getting so many darn.
Well, is it Arkansas and Missouri?
I'm saying Arkansas, Missouri, Oklahoma.
Yeah, no, it's Arkansas. It's, I thought they moved to the show.
And Kansas.
It is.
Jeez. Missouri, Arkansas, and Oklahoma.
Should've never brought that up.
And maybe a little Kansas sprinkled dingled in.
Jeez.
Golly.
Well, we were right on Missouri.
You were right.
We watched the show. We knew where it was.
Yes.
That's the part they were in, part of the Ozarks. I didn't know they were that big.
I didn't either.
Yeah, neither did I, really. Found out today, though. Look, you learned something listening to LA Live.
Yeah.
By the way, my name is LA. This is LA Live. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'm out, fam.
There he goes. Yeah. LA Live every night about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. You can come hang out with Lucius and I. Lucius and me? Yeah. Me and Lucius. Thursday night, we'll be at Choctaw Casino.
Lucius.
I'll be there. I'll be there. You can catch me either on the blackjack table, sports book, or the poker tables. I don't know. I don't know what kind of plans they have for us, but we're looking forward to a Cowboys pregame party starting at 2 o'clock.
Woo!
And then the pregame starts at 4, so we'll just be hanging out up till kickoff, and we hope to see you up there on Thursday evening as the Cowboys visit the Lions. Has this Cowboys leader earned your respect? Maybe we'll get into a mixed bag with Wolchuk as well. That's coming up next year in the G-Bag Nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday super sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.